There was no recession at the Dry Dock Brewing Company. This beer maker in Aurora, Colorado, was the next place we visit in our series on small businesses. Reporter Kirk Siegler from member station KUNC has the story of a brewer that's expanding thanks to loyal customers, a tasty product, and a bit of help from the federal stimulus bill.
For Kevin DeLang, the fermenter is where it all comes together, his extra special bitter ale, and lately, his profits.
And then it will spend the next 2 weeks in the fermenter, and that's when the yeast really works its magic. It eats that sugar and turns it into alcohol and carbon dioxide.
And then beer, which DeLang can make a lot more of now that he's bought a sixth fermenter at his modest brewery. Dry Dock is tucked away in a strip mall in the Denver suburb of Aurora. DeLang beams as he stands next to the shiny silver 15-foot-high tank.
The primary bottleneck is the number of tanks that you have to actually ferment the beer. So you can only make as much beer as you have room to put it to ferment at one time.
DeLang expanded his successful brewery into this new, bigger space this past summer. The federal stimulus bill helped him get a waiver on the closing costs of his Small Business Administration loan. All he had to do was promise to reinvest the money in his business, and the $20,000 he saved just happened to be the cost of a new fermenter.
That single fermenter probably created a half a job.
But DeLang says it's creating ripple effects across his business. He hired that halftime brewer because there's more beer to be made.
And then more customers come in. We need more bartenders. We've gotten so busy that now I need a full-time bar manager to handle that.
And possibly a new bookkeeper so that DeLang can concentrate on strategy and marketing. All this is quite a milestone for a business that has just 7 full-time staffers. One of those is head brewer Bill I. He was hired on this summer. I was lucky to score the gig. Earlier this year, he was laid off from a larger chain brewery nearby.
It's not like I'm an IT guy and there's so many firms out there. There's a limited number of breweries in the city, and when I was looking for a job, I talked to everybody. And when I say everybody, we're talking 15 places, 10 places. I mean, there's just not that many breweries.
But I still figures the so-called craft brewing industry is fairly recession-proof. And if Dry Dock is any indication, beer drinkers are staying loyal even in tough times. Take regular Tobin Anderson. He's sipping an India Pale Ale in the brewery's spacious new bar during a busy happy hour. At 6.4% alcohol by volume, he says an IPA goes a lot further than a domestic, like Coors or Bud.
I mean, you get more bang for your buck.
And Anderson says he doesn't mind paying the premium, $4 a pint.
You know, it's excellent beer. You know, you pay a little more, but it's worth it to me, plain and simple.
Down the wood-paneled bar, owner Kevin DeLang is pouring a sample of Bismarck Alt, which won a gold medal at the Great American Beer Festival this fall.
The Alt beer's a German style. It's amber in color, really clear, has a little bit of hop bitterness at the finish.
Dry Dock also won Small Brewery of the Year at that festival. DeLang thinks that was due to the brewery's impressive 4-year run. Sales have grown by at least 30% each year.
Cheers.
Cheers. DeLang is already looking at expanding again, possibly into a warehouse space, so we can start bottling and shipping beer around Colorado. For NPR News, I'm Kirk Siegler in Denver.